The following comes to Media Biz Radio from the Voice of America.
Hi, everyone. I'm David Byrd in Washington, and here's a look at entertainment news. A new film starring Willem Dafoe explores the lives of people barely making it in American society. Penelope Pulu tells us about The Florida Project.
The man who lives in here gets arrested a lot.
These are the rooms we're not supposed to go in. But let's go anyway.
The Florida Project follows precocious 6-year-old Mooney and her friends roaming around during the sweltering Florida summer months. They live in cheap motels like the Magic Castle, barely supervised by their single underemployed or unemployed mothers.
When your friend puts you in charge of her kid, that kid becomes your responsibility. You ain't taking responsibility.
Filmmaker Sean Baker reveals the darker underbelly of an America that barely subsists.
My co-screenwriter brought this topic to my attention, the fact that there are families with children living in budget motels outside of what we consider the happiest place on earth, you know, a place for children. And that juxtaposition obviously grabbed me.
Baker was inspired by The Little Rascals, the comic shorts about a gang of children getting into trouble in the 1920s and 1930s. The series was set against the Great Depression, depicting poverty through the life and resilience of children. Brooklyn Prince plays boisterous Mooney, her childlike pranks verging into serious offenses. The motel manager, Bobby, played by Willem Dafoe, is the only one who can barely supervise these unruly kids. Dafoe's character was inspired by a real low-budget motel manager in Florida.
Thank you very much.
You're not welcome.
Bria Vinette inhabits Mooney's infantile mother, Haley. She loves her daughter and tries to stay positive, but she's unable to get a job or any kind of child support and slowly crumbles. Vinette says she drew from real-life women who have fallen by the wayside.
You have a daughter who you have to take care of, a roof to put over her head, food, and then on top of that, you have to take care of yourself. And it's just like, I feel like in her situation, her concerns aren't even important to her. It's about Mooney.
Both Vinette and Prince, who'd never acted before, delivered tour de force performances. Eventually, Mooney's childlike optimism gets tested by the stark reality that an uncaring society will ultimately decide her fate. Penelope Pulu, VOA News, Washington.
To see video, visit voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That was a program from The Voice of America.